from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for December 1st, 2015. According to AgriLife Extension County Agent reports, some farmers were concerned about the effects of the recent ice and rainstorm in the High Plains on cotton grade and quality. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension State Cotton Specialist, College Station, if these concerns were justified.
Yeah, and I've visited with Randy Bowman and looked at some work that he and Mark Kelly did, over a decade ago on fiber quality and the impact of weathering on that. And, there is no doubt that over time that fiber quality does, decrease. But it's a gradual process, and I don't think the, ice storm that happened through, rain and ice that happened through much of the rolling plains and even some of the high plains, it's not going to make a dramatic impact on fiber quality. But really, as far as time frame goes, these guys are really, fairly close to their usual time frame of harvesting. Now, if we were getting into January and February, the quality, it goes down over time. But being this point in the game, first day of December, I don't expect this one event to change fiber quality a whole lot.
Even ice?
Even ice. I mean, Randy specifically didn't measure ice, but I know in the study they had, they probably had some ice events, too, that they had dealt with. And he said he never really noticed a major change, from the ice.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications and Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension State Cotton Specialist.